On the campus green at Brown, sophomore Alex Shea told me all about the controversial project he ginned up last month as part of the relaunch of a conservative campus newspaper.
I launched a public database called Bloat at Brown to analyze the administration at Brown University, the non-faculty staff members, to sort of see what they're doing every day and if it seems important to students or not, because there are 3,805 of them. That's one for every two undergrads, and that's twice as number of faculty as we have.
And you sent them an email?
And I sent them an email.
An email blast to all 3,805 of them.
Just a simple question, what task did you do last week? Sort of inspired by Doge, you could say.
It seems like you struck a nerve.
It does seem like we struck a nerve.
A statement from Brown said, "We advised employees, many of whom expressed concerns, not to respond and evaluated the situation from a policy standpoint."
There's something wrong if you're charging students $93,000 a year for 1 year at Brown. I think that's exorbitant. And I think the reason for this, it's not because of the professors. We know they're underpaid. It's not because of the facilities. My dorm floods when it rains. It's not any of these things. It's these administrative jobs that have been growing since like the 90s and even before that. And it's no surprise that in the same time frame as administrative jobs have ballooned, so has tuition.
No comment on that from Brown. But the university statement concluded, "We are treating this matter with the utmost seriousness."
This is clearly just an attempt at censorship of student journalists who are bringing up a story that Brown doesn't like.
But he was delighted by one response to the story. On the social media platform X, Elon Musk tweeted one word, "Wow." For the Public's Radio, I'm David Wright.